World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, Chelsea welcome back Jose Mourinho with a win.
Plays the ball into De Bruyne, onto Oscar, and a goal for Chelsea. Oscar gets the first under Mourinho. Here comes Frank Lampard, and he does have a go. Oh, didn't he just have a go?
There's yet another golden moment for Usain Bolt, and Europe close in on golf's Solheim Cup. We start, though, with Premier League football, where Chelsea gave an early indication of their title credentials in Jose Mourinho's first match back in charge. They secured a 2-0 win over Hull City at Stamford Bridge, thanks to goals from Oscar and Frank Lampard. He also missed a penalty. Mourinho says he was very impressed by his side's performance.
We didn't play many times so well as we did in the first half an hour. The first half an hour, I think, was outstanding. The quality, the football, the dynamic, the intensity, the creativity. I think we were amazing in the first half an hour. So if in the second half we couldn't do the same, was not because we didn't want. I think was because we couldn't. We are not ready to play the way we played in the first half, to play for 90 minutes, but we almost killed the game. In the second half, all did their best and they tried, but we kept the game always controlled, but we couldn't give the same performance in the second half.
Well, Hull manager Steve Bruce was also full of praise for Chelsea. He's encouraged too, though, because his side avoided suffering a much heavier defeat.
They were breathtaking in the first 25-30 minutes, and to be fair to us, we stuck in there and stayed with it, and that's what pleased me more than anything, you know, because there was times there when I'm thinking, you know, this could be anything, but thankfully they stuck at it, and second half we were a bit better, the intensity's gone from a little bit, but all in all, welcome back, as they say, and nothing changes. They're a very, very good side, and with the special one back, then they will be in with a shout. Make no mistake about that.
In the early game, Spain international Roberto Soldado scored a penalty on his debut for Tottenham Hotspur as they beat Crystal Palace 1-0 at Selhurst Park. Tottenham manager Andre Villas-Boas was happy with a solid defensive performance, but wouldn't have minded another goal.
Yeah, we had some chances, but sometimes it happens, you know. You always find more spaces when you score. The other team attacks you a little bit more, and you have to put the game to bed. Sometimes you can end up paying a difficult price, but not today. I think we were solid throughout the game, and I think deserved to get the 3 points.
However, Ian Holloway, manager at newly promoted Palace, was angry at the penalty decision. He says a foul should have been given his side's way in the build-up to a move, which finished with a handball inside the area.
Yeah, I thought I got to learn what a foul is, because I thought Chadley deliberately body-checked Dobby shoulder to shoulder and smashed him down and then ran off with the ball. And I thought that was banned years ago. If the referee didn't see it, then the bloke stood right by me should have. So, you know, you have to ask, is he good enough? If he didn't see that, it's obvious.
One more line from the Premier League. BBC Sport understands Southampton have completed the signing of Roma and Italy striker Pablo Osvaldo. He'll join for a club record fee of $23.5 million. The 27-year-old has signed a four-year deal. He's played 9 times for the Azzurri and scored 16 goals for the Italian side last season. Elsewhere in Europe, Barcelona recorded the most convincing opening day scoreline in Spain since 1955. They beat Levante 7-0 in their first game of the new season. Not a bad way for new coach Tata Martino to introduce himself to Camp Nou. Not such a good night for Carlo Ancelotti. He did secure victory in his first game in charge of Real Madrid, but only just. It took an 86th minute goal from pre-season signing Isco to beat Real Betis 2-1. Goalkeeper Iker Casillas, second choice in the previous regime, was again left on the bench. And Paris Saint-Germain also needed rescuing 4 minutes from time. Edson Cavani earned them a 1-1 draw with Ajaccio in the French capital. It was just the second game in charge for the visitors' new coach, former Juventus and Marseille striker Fabrizio Ravanelli. Usain Bolt is now the most decorated male athlete in world championship history. After anchoring Jamaica to sprint relay gold on the final day of competition in Moscow, the BBC's athletics commentator Ed Harry reports.
Bolt's third gold here marks his 8th victory at the World Championships and 10th medal overall. the same as Carl Lewis. But Bolt tops the world champs all-time list when silver and bronze are taken into account. A dreadful last changeover in the relay here left Justin Gatlin no chance of catching Bolt. And Jamaica's men have now won every global sprint relay since the Beijing Olympics. Poor changeovers cost the USA in the women's 4x1 as well. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce receiving the baton well clear as she raced to her third gold in Moscow. Asbel Kiprop defended his 1500 metres world title, and there was further Kenyan success in the women's 800, where Eunice Sum took more than a second and a half from her personal best to beat the defending world champion and Olympic gold medalist Maria Savinova.
After the race, Usain Bolt spoke to the BBC's Sonia McLaughlin.
I'm very happy, but I've worked hard this season, came back from injury again, so I'm just always happy that I've really done great and I'll just continue to do my best.
14 global medals. Is there one now that truly stands above all others?
No, I think they all have their meanings and they all have their greatness. I've worked hard for all of them, so I'm just happy to really just keep on collecting gold medals.
Do you ever think, but for that false start in Daegu, drat, I'd have the clean sweep?
No, I've never really thought about it like that, but now that you said it...
Sorry.
Things happen for a reason, that's how I look at it. I would say maybe if I didn't false start in Daegu, I'd probably false start in London, so I would prefer to be false start in Daegu, so it worked out, I'm happy. My teammate won, so it was no problem.
And third Jamaica on the medals table overall, behind the might of Russia and America. What makes track and field so special in your country that people just want to run?
I think over the years we've really stepped up our game in track and field. So I think now more kids want to be in track and field. So we're finding more and more talent and there's a lot more to come. I'm sure as long as we nurture these talents, there's going to be a lot more on the scene.
From one kind of Bolt to another now, you'll understand what I mean in a moment. Golf and the Solheim Cup, where European team are on the brink of a historic victory at Colorado Park in the USA. They've never won on American soil, but they led 10.5 to 5.5 heading into the final day singles. It's certainly moved on since then. Let's get the latest live from Colorado. Here's the BBC's Conor McNamara.
Yes, some lightning bolts being seen in the distance over the Rocky Mountains here in Colorado, where Europe are on the verge of creating history, on the verge of securing this win. They need just one more point from the active games out on course. However, because of this weather warning, the players and the spectators have been brought back in, and we're unsure how long this delay will take before we get some action again. Remember, Europe needing just one more point here on the final day singles. English 17-year-old Charlie Hull has been an absolute revelation today. She beat the American star Paula Creamer 5-4. Spain's Carlota Siganda beat Morgan Pressel of the USA 4-2. So Europe needing one more point to become the first visiting team to win a Solheim Cup on American soil. But it might take a few more hours yet, as we're all waiting for the weather to pass.
Many thanks, Connor. We're going to move on to tennis now, and Spain's Rafael Nadal beat American number one John Isner to win the Cincinnati Masters. Isner lost in straight sets, but nevertheless he says he was pleased with his performance and hopes that it bodes well for a strong US Open.
My two best shots are my serve and my forehand, and I hit both of those shots extremely well today. I mean, I was crushing a lot of forehands today. I was going for it, and a lot of them were fine in the court. And look, I didn't... I didn't face a break point against one of the greatest returners of all time, so that's super encouraging. I thought I went out there and I did everything I could do to win the match. It just wasn't enough.
Well, Belarusian Victoria Azarenka won the women's final. She lost the first set to Serena Williams, and the American then failed to convert when serving for the match. Azarenka eventually came through a tense tiebreak. She won it 8-6. Do stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC. Go.